Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Live, man, we are excited to be here. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Daniel L. King. I'm in the studio by my lonesome, but guess what? I'm not never really alone because I got the best producers on the other side of the glass. Sophia Home, now everything going to be all right. Sister Latonya Melton is handling the things for us, pushing all the buttons on one side. And then I think, I don't know for sure, but he might be, you know, he busy now. But he might be somewhere around the associate producer, young Jay Melton. It's also probably handling some business somewhere as well. But look, we're going to have a good time today. I like this article, y'all. I just like the title. The title is real simple. What's wrong with the church today? Nothing that hasn't been wrong every other day. Huh? Come on. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get into that, y'all. We're going to have a good time today. Okay. All right, we're going to have a good time today, y'all. So anyway, let me give you the rundown on how you can be part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already pushed one, this is all you have to do. You simply dial area code 323-870-4375. Again, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Again, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375, call that number. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, that's right, Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. Push 1. That'll get you to my producer. She'll check and make sure you got you saved and got some semblance of the Holy Ghost. And then she's going to get you over to me. We good? Okay. We're going to get you over to me. I think that was just an extra speaker. And I'm talking like it's, yeah. Anyway, that's going to get you over to me, and you'll be live on the radio with me. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address. One more time for the Holy Ghost, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is how you can reach us here. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. You can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Real simple to do. If you want to follow us on the gram, that's right. We are on the gram as well. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that's real simple, real easy to do. At TTLO Radio. Yeah, that's right. At TTLO Radio is where you can find us to find us on Instagram. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. That's where you can find us there, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then the live stream is up and running. I see some folk popping on in. Y'all come on in. Come on in the room. Don't make me sing the song. Come on in my room. Come on in the room. I felt that thing. Jesus. Okay, let me not get carried away. Y'all know I felt that down in my shando. Hear that, boss? Oh, boss. Ha. I felt that thing down deep on the inside. But anyway, y'all come on in, man, and say something to your boy when you get in here. I make sure I try to speak back. I know I have not been speaking back to the people like I normally do, but it's just been so good up in here. You just get carried away sometimes, but I'm going to try to hold it together So y'all come on in and speak. And don't just speak to me. Speak to the other people. Act like y'all know the Lord and come in the room and say something to the rest of the people that's watching and viewing. Y'all come on in and do that with your boy. You know, we are an iHeart radio station. I'm sorry. Oops, I forgot to say that. Yeah, I like to say that. Yeah, so this GTLO Media Group and iHeart radio station, GTLO Radio, iHeart radio station, we are here. You can download us. You can go right there. Just download the iHeart app, and you'll have access to all of the GTLO Media Group goodness. That means you'll have access to this show, GTLO Radio. You'll have access to Grindology. That's the show that comes on Thursdays. And you also have access to One Sister to Another, that show. And you'll have access to all the other new shows coming down the pipeline. I just thought about something. Did we ever hear back from dude? Probably not. Okay. Just thought about that. All right. Anyway, I'm talking out loud. Y'all pray for me. Y'all know how my mind goes. I had to say stuff before I forget. anyway, that's what I wanted to tell y'all. So you can do that. You can download. We're also available on Spotify. We're also available on iTunes. And if that ain't good enough, just Google us, man. We're on all your podcasts and live radio mediums. We're on all of those things, man. So you can definitely find us on any of those areas, man. Looking forward to hearing from you all on either of those. So it's gonna be good. And good. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And all of that. So, man, look, it's been a minute, right? I couldn't get on. Okay, so let me share with y'all. So y'all know Friday, I had every intention on Friday to do a live show from Detroit, right? Had every intention, you know, I say everything was set up, but Blog Talk would not cooperate with us. And then I was going to do a rebroadcast, and I couldn't even set that up. It was something was going on, and it's probably my own fault for just assuming things would just work out. So that wasn't able to work out. But I'm going to make sure that in the future we're covered on that kind of stuff. You know, and ideally, what we would like to do is that even when I am not available, my producer or producers, either one of them would have access here at the studio, and the show can still be ran, with that. But that's something we're going to have to work out down the line. That ideally, that's what we would, that would be our preference, ideally. So, yeah, y'all know I'm not about missing shows unless it's an absolute emergency or something like that. But anyway, y'all, I was down in the Detroit. Well, down up to the Detroit. Yeah, I was up to the Detroit. And y'all know I went live from the bowling alley, so y'all saw how I had was working out. And it wasn't. Yeah, I know y'all saw that. Yeah, and I'm going to tell y'all why I didn't work out. Let me fix something real quick. Okay, I sound a little bit better. Let me tell y'all why I didn't work out. Because y'all wasn't praying for me. See how I put that off on you? Y'all wasn't praying for your boy like you should have been. Y'all didn't really, y'all wasn't talking to the Lord on my behalf. That's why my bowling game was lacking. Y'all didn't go to the Lord on my behalf. Y'all didn't have a conversation. When y'all got down on y'all knees to pray over the weekend, y'all didn't pray like y'all should have been. And that's why my bowling game, I left my game in Chicago. Y'all didn't pray for me. I'll be begging y'all to pray for your boy. But I think sometimes y'all forget. I know y'all got other stuff to pray for, and my bowling game ain't that all that important. But y'all should have been praying for your boy. Because I went down there and look here. I should have left my bowling balls on the lane and just walked away. That's what should have happened. I should have just left balls, bag, gloves, baby powder, towels, ball clean, all that. I should just left it all out there and got back in a little vehicle and just tucked my tail between my leg and just drove on home. That's what should have happened. Cause yeah, it just didn't work out. I'm so glad they're not with you today. I'm not with you today. They ain't ready. Huh? When you talk about David Rogers, man, I should have called you, man. Look here, you just, I need to get to all these, everybody just need to show up. We know what we're going to do. Tanya, I think we should just put like a standing invite up for Mondays for all my preacher people. And whoever show up is on the air with me. How about that? And you know what's going to happen. First time we do it, it's going to be seven of them up. Everybody and their mama going to show up when we do it. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all. Yeah, I did not bowl well in Detroit. I just wasn't consistent. But here it is, truth be told, I did not practice. I hadn't picked up a bowling ball since league ended. Okay, y'all, it's starting to sound like West Side. Y'all know when I was on the West Side, every show we had a siren. Every show. Starting to, that's what Dave was talking about. Okay, he said my subject. Okay, got it. But Dave, you do know I'm on the South Side now, right? I think I'm close to you. So you know, if you got time in the next, you know, pop on me. but I haven't picked up a bowling ball since April. I believe the league ended either end of March or when was Easter? Easter was like third Sunday in April. Is that right? Third Sunday, April. And I think the league ended first week in April or something like that. I have to go back and look. But I haven't picked up a bowling ball. And normally I practice. But there was so much stuff going on. I was trying to finish up with school, plus working at a school, and then just life. So, you know, I just could not find the time to squeeze in an occasion, and I should have. I really should have, especially when, you know, it's fun. It's a fun getaway. I like the silence of just being a getaway from stuff here in Chicago and just chill out and relax. But it is a tournament. You do pay to be in this tournament, and it would behoove me. See, I just threw that in there. It would behoove me to at least practice a little bit before I go, seeing that I invest a certain amount of dollars to be in said tournament, and at least, you know. Thank God the gas and stuff was already taken care of, because otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have been. It was a little rough, y'all. It was a little rough. But it was fun. It was good to, you know, good to see a lot of my league people. A lot of my league people were there. It was just good to see all of them, and it was a good time, man. It really was. I was grateful to be there. Grateful to be in the service But yeah, man, it was a little off. But you know, and we were in a new bowling alley, right? So I had never bowled in the bowling alley before. So new bowling alley, and then they put out some stuff. Here's the other side of it. So the name of this tournament is called the Hamtramck. It's been going on for years down in Detroit, the Hamtramck. And part of what happened was, for a lot of years, some of our other brothers and sisters of the lighter skin persuasion, had been winning all the money. But in the last recent 6-7 years or so, the bruh's been going down up to Detroit and been taking that big prize. So they decided they were going to put on the PBA shot. You ever watch ESPN and see the bowl? They put that, look here, it was so much oil out there, I could have greased at least 10 nappies gas. I promise you, I think they put out there, I think it was some curl activator, some 3-in-1 oil, and some Wesson oil, all out on the lane, because the ball would just slide. I mean, it was bad business, but you know. I tried, I had fun, but it just didn't work out. But, you know, hey, we did what we could do. If I get a check in the mail, you know, it'd be a shock to me. But if I, you know, if my little score hold up, they might send me what they call a sympathy check, like, thank you for coming, God bless y'all, come back next week. So they might not, but you know. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all. It was a good time, though. But I'm glad to be back in the studio. I don't mind doing remote shows, but remotely, you know, you're limited in what you can hook up. And I really don't want to be that guy walking. It's bad enough when I go to a hotel, I got laptops and suitcase and all other kind of stuff. And I don't want to be the guy walking in with a whole lot of camera equipment. They might think I'm up to something else going on down in the hotel. So I have to, you know, I don't want to be that guy. But, yeah, I think the next time I'm going to pack up a little bit of everything. Well, I actually need, you know what it is? Tanya, you know what it is? I know people get tired when I call her name like that, but guess what? You're going to be all right. We need remote broadcasting stuff. So technically, this right here, what we use in here is really, this is supposed to be my remote stuff. I just thought about that. This is the remote stuff. But anyway, we're going to get it together, y'all. We're going to be out, and so that way when we go out to do some stuff, we're going to do some things. So, but I just wanted to share that with y'all. I had a good time, and it was a really good time, and I'm just grateful that, you know, got down there safely. Got to hang out with my bowling buddies, Pat and Tyrone. Got to hang out with them, and they didn't bowl bad, though. They didn't bowl bad. So, you know, I was the dead weight, but this was all singles and doubles, singles event. So it wasn't like it was a team event. So you was responsible for your own self. So I was responsible. I couldn't blame nobody but me. So that's how it go, y'all. That's how it go. Anyway, I want to talk about that. So, hey, look, did you all watch last night? I told y'all Monday. Did you all watch last night Heart and Soul on Channel 7, ABC News last night after the news went off last night? My church, let me say that again, I like saying that. My church was on the TV last night for one whole half an hour. Look here, man, they did the whole broadcast, man. Look, let me tell y'all something. Did the church not look good last night? Look like we had some money too. Look at this. Don't tell me what a camera angle can't do. Huh? They look here. That the church was looking wonderful on last night. I was all in. Look, I was sitting there just proud watching the TV. I said, look at here down to the Ebenezer. I said, look at here. I mean, the church was looking good on the TV last night. I don't know if y'all saw it. I mean, it was looking real good. I was sitting back like a little kid with my chest poked out. That's my church. So it was just good to see, man. I was excited to see Ev on Heart and Soul with who was it? Cheryl Burton and Jose Sanders. Now, did y'all see Jose's suit? We're gonna get back to that suit in a minute. But there are some pictures. There are some still shots on the Ebenezer page. And I went to the ABC7 website. Tony, can you check it out? Go to the ABC7 website. I guess I could do that while I'm yelling for her to do something. But it's the ABC7 website. It's going to rebroadcast on July the 7th. Thank you, Sister Butts. God bless you. It's going to rebroadcast on July the 7th. But, man, it was really, really good. But it's not up on the website yet, because I think I tried to look for it this morning, but it wasn't that. They still had the last episode for Asian something that they were checking out. But, man, it was really good, man. And they did an awesome thing, man, just talking about the history. And I liked how they did it. When they mentioned Ebenezer, they said the birthplace. And when they mentioned Pilgrim, and they showed the devastating fire from Pilgrim, was listed as the home of gospel music. So we're the birthplace, and they're the home. Y'all might say, what's the difference? Well, you know, where it was born one place. Your home is somewhere else. I mean, that's how it is. You know, you got a lot of folks that was born in, like Michael Jordan played in Chicago, but his home is North Kakalaki. Huh? I'm just saying, that's how it goes. But it was good to see it. I was proud of the church, man. It was good just to see them in the church. And they were all in the balcony and they're down on the floor. I was recognizing stuff. And then, you know, because I'm here, I'm looking for stuff like the stuff that, you know, to see if anything was out of place. And I'm like, it just looked really, really good, man. It did. I was thoroughly impressed with how we looked, y'all. Man, it does. The church always looks good, you're right. But through the camera last night, that camera, look, what we should have did was ask Channel 7 to leave that camera here. Because that camera shot. Hey, Pat, Stanley, hey, y'all was here, Nancy. Y'all should have told Jose and them,
Go on, let us hold on to that camera.
Because look, that camera angle, look here. Look, that was HD. That ain't like what y'all see on Sunday, you know, when we got the iPad down there trying to give y'all the best shot we can give y'all. That camera angle on that Heart and Soul, look here. That puts you in HD. You got to have it. Look, you got to make sure your stuff is right. Boy, look here. I might preach a little better in HD. Oh my goodness. Look here, y'all. You get that camera. Y'all got look, everything gonna have to come on up. Everything. Y'all look, everybody gotta get new outfits. You can't be in HD and be looking all any kind of way. Y'all don't remember the old shows we had with the old camera. Like this camera we have now, this is the HD camera that's in here now. But the old shows had this nice little this thing hanging right here, this old Logitech hanging right here. And let's just say, wasn't all that great. But man, that HD boy, you got to come ready. And look here, man, I'm looking. I was like, okay. So y'all was checking out that camera. I know that's right. You might be checking. Look here, that thing looked good. But anyway, y'all, if you didn't see it, it's gonna re-air on July 7th. Heart and Soul, Ebenezer, they talked about just gospel music in Chicago and its roots, and Ebenezer was featured in that because, of course, we are the birthplace of gospel music, because this is where Thomas A. Dorsey started it all, right here in this place. So, man, that's good stuff. I wanted to share that with you all. So that was the good stuff. I talked to y'all. What did I miss? I talked to y'all about bowling and I feel like I missed something. What is this? Video of Jesse Smollett with a rope around his neck was released by the Chicago police. What is this now? This is new. This was updated an hour ago. Wait a minute, I said Chicago police, let me get this now. Chicago police released their investigative files and video of Monday of the alleged stage attack on Empire Act Justice Smollett in late January. Police released nearly 70 hours of video, all connected to the Smollett case. Police body cam video shows officers arriving at Smollett's apartment in Streeterville after going with his manager up to his apartment. They are greeted by the star with a rope coiled several times around his neck, claiming that the two attackers wearing Make America Great Again hats had doused him with bleach and put a noose over his head. Police blurred Smollett's face in the video that the IT obtained under Freedom of Information Act request because at the time he was considered a victim. He doesn't want this to be a big deal. You understand this? I'm saying this is what Smollett's manager was saying. Really? Inside the apartment, the video shows Smollett with rope strung around his neck. I'm still trying to understand why he would keep the rope around his neck, which he tells the police was put there by his attackers. Police asked him if he wants to remove the supposed noose, which he does, and then he was informed that the police body camera is recording the whole thing. The actor asked that the camera be turned off. You're filming this, right? Smollett's manager asked. Yes, this is all data. An officer responds, it's his house. They are filming. Smollett's manager tells the actor, can we turn it off? Yeah, the officer replies, you're giving us permission to shut it off. The biggest bunch of mess. I know this is an old story, but come on, man. That's why he's done on Empire, right? Didn't they say he was done? He's done. Yeah. I guess the Chicago police say, look, we're gonna make sure you don't try to come back and hit us with nothing. Interesting. So they got a video of him wearing this noose around his neck. Y'all need to check this out when y'all get a chance on the ABC7 Chicago website, and then they got video of them arresting the guys that he paid to do it, and he still got this noose around his neck. Do you want to take it? You know what? This is the biggest mess. Don't get me started on Jesse. I let that go. I'm gonna breathe on it and let that go. Ooh, help us, Jesus. I'm over that. Anyway, so yeah, y'all. So I, you know, it's so much stuff going on. I'm just, again, I'm excited about what's going on here with each other. Have y'all been checking out real quick? I got to do some stuff. Have y'all been checking out Grindology? Have y'all been checking out? Have y'all been helped by Grindology? Y'all have to check out Grindology. It's every Thursday. And it is, if you or someone you know is looking at starting a small business, looking at for non-for-profit help, looking for startup help, any of that stuff, branding, even that, you know, that's the show for you. She has done some very, very informative shows, how to put together a one-page business plan, all types of things, man. And you just need to check it out. It's a really, it's a good and it's a fun show. It's not boring at all. It's a good show. It's a fun show. With host Lissette. I was going to give her a name that don't belong to her, but I work with another Lissette and I keep messing up the name. But you can check it out every Thursday, 7 o'clock, right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios on this exact video medium. If you're watching it, you can watch it there, but you can also hear it right here on the Taking the Limits Off Media Group. And if you haven't checked it out, just go to iHeartRadio. Go to the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, and watch this. Matter of fact, that's the last episode that's loaded. It popped on my thing this morning saying there's a new episode of TTLO Media Group loaded, and sure enough, when you click on it, it's Grindology, huh? So y'all, come on, man. So y'all check that out. It's going to be a good time. Y'all should always check that out. All right. So that's what we got. I'm trying to think, did I miss anything? Oh, I do want to say this. I didn't get a chance. Happy 47th anniversary to the Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. I didn't get a chance. I would have did that on Friday had I had an opportunity, but we didn't get to go on. But happy anniversary to them. I watched a little bit. Looked like they had a good time. They had some power. I know they had some powerful preachers. And Eddie Williams III was over there. Ira Acree was over there. And I cannot for the life of me think of the name of the preacher. But man, looks like they had a good time over there. So happy 47th anniversary to the people over at the Kingdom, my former church, the Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. So good congrats to them, and looking forward to them doing some greater and big things in the future over there on the good old west side of Chicago. I know I'm going to be on the south side, but the west side is still the best side. No problem. Look, I didn't say it like that. Y'all can say what you want to say. Well, y'all rest of my stars stayed open past 9 o'clock, and y'all can holler at me. Y'all roll up the streets over here at 9:15. 10 o'clock, all you can get is White Castle. Anyway, food is important. What do Darius Williams say? Food is my life, and life is my food. What did he say? Whatever that is, he say. Oh man. Okay, I'm through. Look, y'all, I'm gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about one more thing when I come back, and then we're gonna jump into today's article. Hope y'all ready for it. It's gonna be a good one. What's wrong with the church today? Nothing. That hasn't been wrong every other day. Huh? That's what we're gonna talk about. But in the meantime, let me get y'all some of this good stuff. I got to play some of my love sister. Some more of this Lanesha Tyson. Let me get y'all some more. I know y'all be like, why are you always playing that? Because it's good. Get y'all some business. Y'all will be all right. Come on, let me give you some of this banger right here. Lessons to Learn. Yes, sir. Be right back. TT. Hello. TT. One here. One over.
Here are some lessons you have to learn. There's a time and season for everything, and I know the long wait can feel unreal, wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess.
While you wait.
You gotta learn how not to stress.
While you wait.
You gotta learn to watch your thoughts.
While you wait.
You need to learn to watch. God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons. Complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. Where your help comes from, cause faith without words is dead. You need to go to church so you can be fed. See, trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on,
you gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess.
I love it. Lessons to learn, lessons to learn, lessons to learn. That's on that new EP release. Dare to praise different. If you have not had a chance, sometime between y'all, everybody from, well, I shouldn't say everybody, because I'm thinking like educators, like everybody on break. But if you get a chance. Go to the Ebenezer website and go back to the Father's Day service and listen to that girl sing. Huh? Look here, the CD, as wonderful as it is, come on now, but the CD, as wonderful as it is, ain't nothing like a live performance. And let me tell you something, it's for real, for look, ain't no lip syncing. I would have been up there in the background pretending like I was one of the backgrounds, and I could have, made sure my mic was off. She could have been Gladys Knight. I could have been A-Pip. Just one. Wasn't Gladys Knight's brother a Pip? They was her cousin too. Right? Wasn't it her whole family? Wasn't that her cousin? Wasn't that her brother? Bubba. That was his name, Bubba. He was the lead one. Bubba, he was doing like all the extra stuff. Like everybody getting low, Bubba getting lower. Yeah, Bubba was trying to get all the hits. That would have been me. I'd have been in the back, like I'd have been killing it too. I'm the coldest lip syncer ever. I have Grammys for lip syncing. And Stella's. I'm cold with it. I can get it. Anyway, oh Lord, help me. I do want to talk about this past weekend. I was not here for most of the weekend. I got back late, actually early Sunday morning. This was the first weekend of summer. First weekend of summer. Y'all ready for this? The first weekend of summer. And we had 20 people shot and four fatalities over the weekend. Let me do this. Let me speak to some of these people in the room. I'm sorry, I didn't skip y'all already. What's up, Anita Cross? What's up, Lissette Herndon? How are you? My producer's in there, Latonya Melton. I see you. Kimberly Thomas. What's up, Dr. Kimberly Thomas? God bless you. Did we call Dr. Kimberly Thomas? We don't know. We probably did not. I'm sorry, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. I think I gave you my producer's information, because once you give it to me, I pass it on. So I think I gave you her information, and you supposed to call her, I think. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I probably didn't pass it on. But anyway, God bless you, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Serena, what? Miss Griffin, third grade, mother. Serena Griffin is on. What's up? God bless you, Apostle, Pastor, Bishop, Prelate David Rogers. What's going on, sir? I'm going back reading these comments. And really, I heard your bowling game was trash. See this? Petty. I thought you was in petty rehab. What happened? You got kicked out, didn't you? You just got kicked out. Really? I heard your bowling game was trash. That's real nice. That's real nice. David Rogers, okay, yeah, I spoke to Dave. Let's see. Danielle Donald, my favorite niece in the whole wide world. What's going on? Kevin Hill. What's up, Paul Hill? Patricia Buck, God bless you. Let's see. Evangelist Kim Tony, what's going on? Shiante Beulis, what's happening? Crystalline. Is that right? Am I saying that right? Praise Jesus. Crystalline Tanel. All right, Crystalline Tanel. God bless you. Autumn Blake, what's up, my former employee? I got people popping on here. I ain't seen talk to you. God bless y'all. Y'all come on in the room and say something to your boy if you're on that. And if you call, look at it. And if you want to email the show, you can do that as well. TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. If you want to tweet the show at TTLO Radio, at TTLO Radio. Or if you want to Instagram, hit us on the gram, same thing. And hit us on the gram at TTLO Radio. 2T1L1O is where you can find us there. Yeah, y'all, 20 people shot over this past weekend. Let me give y'all some of this information in case you didn't already know it. It says shooting across Chicago city limits since Friday evening left 4 people dead and at least 16 more wounded in the first official weekend of summer. On Sunday, a 28-year-old man was killed in Englewood. Denicio Richardson was found about 3:54 a.m. on the 7300 block of South Oakley. Officers were responding to shot spot alert. Yeah, there we go. In Saturday's only fatal shooting, a 49-year-old woman was found with a gunshot wound to the head blocks away from Chicago State University. Wow. Officers found Gloria Hintz about 1:59 a.m. outside of a home on 9700 block of Dobson Avenue. I think I saw this on the news in Detroit, actually. 2 people died in separate shootings on Friday. In a later incident, a 29-year-old man was killed in West Garfield Park. Several males approached him at about 10:11 p.m. and he was walking in the block of North Kilbourne Avenue. Police said they fired shots and struck him in the back and upper body. The man died at Mount Sinai Hospital. Of course, there were no witnesses. Less than an hour earlier, a 27-year-old man was killed in the Lawndale neighborhood on the west side. Marvin Bennett was standing on the sidewalk at about 9:20 on the 1500 block of South Christiana Avenue when someone unleashed gunfire, striking him in the head. Police said Bennett was pronounced dead at Mount Sinai Hospital. And then we had non-fatal shootings, left 3 people wounded Sunday, including a 20-year-old man who was shot while driving through Garfield Park. The man was going eastbound on the 3900 block of West Jackson when he heard shots and felt pain. He kept driving a few blocks before calling police. He suffered a gunshot wound to the back and his condition stabilized at Georgia Hospital. A 19-year-old hurt in Lawndale was among Saturday's 6 people injured by gunfire. About 6 p.m., he and a 56-year-old man were in the 3900 block of West Lexington Street when someone fired shots at them. 19-year-old was struck in the head and was taken to Georgia Hospital in critical condition. The 56-year-old was hit in the right buttock. Really? In the right buttocks, and taken to Mount Sinai in good condition. The weekend's earliest shooting wounded a 23-year-old man in a South Loop alley. He was behind a residential building at about 5:35 p.m. in the 1600 block of South Michigan Avenue when a gunman approached him and fired shots. The man was shot in the knee and in the hand, and his condition was stabilized in Northwestern Memorial Hospital. I read all that. For what? Yeah, all of that this past weekend. So that's where we at, y'all. I just wanted to share that with y'all. And, that's pretty much what happened over the weekend. I saw the NBA draft, too. Now, y'all know, I know y'all don't do sports. Y'all don't really rock with me like that. But I saw the parts of the NBA draft. And let me just say the suit. Oh, I know. Just the NBA draft. Did anybody watch the BET Awards? I have not watched them yet. They are on my DVR. But I did watch all of the comments on Facebook Live on Facebook yesterday, and the comments seemed to be somewhat disturbed. Let me ask a question. Y'all came just got disturbed. I've been disturbed over the BET Awards since Will and Jada hosted, since they last hosted, because they just ain't been right. Although I do hear that Mary J. Blige put on an awesome performance. I have not watched it. I may try to catch it tonight. But I'm curious, did any of y'all watch the BET Awards? Did anybody even still watch the BET Awards? No, nobody. Bueller. Bueller. Don't nobody still watch the BET Awards. And I saw what was left of Lil' Kim. I don't know what that is now. But I saw what was left of Lil' Kim. I don't know what was. And maybe y'all can help me with this. The Chicago Food Truck Festival was awesome this weekend. That was this weekend? What? Was that this weekend? The Chicago Food Truck Festival. I said I'm going to have to make it out there. You know what? Ooh, wait. I have to say stuff when it pops in my head. Tanya! You know what? We should try to contact as many food truck owners as we know and invite them over to the studio. Have them come over here to the Bronzeville area and just park all, watch this. I wonder, but I get in trouble for that. I don't think I will. Park all around the Ebenezer, all around over here, and just pull up. Huh? And then they can all individually just come in and knock it in. Matter of fact, we can go out and do some interviews out on the street because we do field correspondence thing, right? And we can go out there and do that at the same time. I think that would be wonderful. Y'all have to say stuff out loud because my mind, I got what they call real bad mind disease, real bad. And I forget stuff real quick, so I have to say stuff when it comes to me. So I have to say it out loud so that way I can go back and listen for it. But seriously, y'all help me out. What happened to Lil' Kim? Like, I remember Lil' Kim. Like, I was never a Lil' Kim fan because she was just a little too much for me. But Lil' Kim was not a bad-looking woman at all. I saw nothing wrong with Lil' Kim. And out the blue, she went and done injected all type of, what is it? And if she got something in her booty cheeks. And then she got her face looked like she been hit with a skillet. And every time I see her, I just wanna be like the man from the Little Caesars commercial, pizza, pizza, pan, pan. I don't know what to say. She, you know, what happened to her? Can somebody explain that to me? Why did that little girl? Why did she do that to herself? I mean, when you look at the old pictures, it's like, oh my God! Like, have you seen the before and after? And you go, why? Like, what happened? And I understand people get plastic surgeries and all of that. I'm not knocking people. I know people want to try to improve themselves. But what was so? And again, I'm saying this because this goes back to we've been having a lot of conversations. Oh, I do want to mention that too. We've been having a lot of conversations about mental illness, and I am so glad to see so many churches pushing this agenda now. I am so glad to see so many pastors and other churches pushing this mental health agenda. Pastor Tracy DeVoe out in Aurora, Illinois, she did an amazing. She had a thing. I saw part of it on Facebook Live about mental health. It's just that I am so glad. But is it a mental health thing? Is it not thinking? Like, I understand people want to get a nip and a tuck, you know? I understand that, you know, because I don't feel like going to the gym, and if I could go somewhere and somebody could suck off this extra 10 I done grabbed, it would be a wonderful thing. But, you know, however, you know, but I'm like, what was, there was nothing wrong with that girl, nothing. Yeah, and yeah, somebody, wait a minute, Felicia said Jada Pinkett messing with that bow tie. I know, it's like, what's going on, man? It's like, y'all messing up the definition of black don't cry. I mean, like, what is it? Like, man, we doing too much. We doing too much. It's like, I'm all for you getting, if you need to get you something lifted, get you something tucked in, and you want to go through all that, and you want to do it the right way. I ain't talking about flying overseas, and then you end up, you know, get it done and all that. You know, but a little restructure here and there. You know, if you got one too many spaces in your teeth, you want to try to get some stuff together. You know, whatever, that's fine. But to change your whole, if she did not have an ID that said she was whatever her real name is, Lil' Kim. If she didn't have an ID that said that, we wouldn't know that was her. Like, nobody would know that was her. She did like a Michael Jackson times five. I was finna say she had reverse villain. Oh my God! I just thought about that too. See, my mad today. Y'all do know Boondock coming back for a season, for another season, right? Did y'all hear that? I know my folks gonna be upset with me, cause Boondock ain't nothing Christian to say about Boondock. But Boondock is coming back on. Now they bring Black Jesus back, they'll be winning. But Boondock is coming back on, y'all. But I don't know what happened to Lil' Kim. Felicia LaShawn. Now wait a minute. Felicia LaShawn say. See, let me make sure I read. These comments are from Felicia LaJean. Felicia LaJean said, white women are cute till they 40. We don't have that problem. You need help. Sister Patricia Buster, you need to come drink some of the Ebenezer water. Now, that might help. Look here. I don't know what's in the water over here. I don't know if it's lead. I don't know what. Something in the water over here, look here. These folks over here don't age at all. Because this folk walking around here telling me that they 60, 65 and all that, and I'm like, 65? You, man. You got to look, the 65-year-olds is looking 40. The 80-year-olds is looking 50. The 100, watch this, the 90-year-olds is looking like they every bit of 70. You know, I'm like, what's really going on? I need to stop drinking this Faja and start drinking, did I just say that like that? Yeah. They're not paying me to say it right, so I ain't. I need to stop drinking this Faja and start drinking some of this Ebenezer water. But, you know, that probably ain't going to work out for me. Because it's like right now I'm thirsty, right? I'm thirsty right now, but I don't have no Faja in the fridge, so guess what? I'm just going to be thirsty. Until I get home. I got a couple of bottles in the refrigerator at the house. But yeah, ain't none up in here. So I'm just going to be thirsty until then. I guess I could pop a bottle of that sparkling, what's called over there, and just sit right here and be, turn up! And as my boy, my producer just sent me a nice message with a good note in there. So that ain't going to work out. Anyway, y'all, that's what we got. That was all I wanted to talk about. I ran through everything. But if y'all know what's coming on, let me see this. It says, oh, Kim Tony says it's self-hatred. Self-hate. Yeah. Is it really that deep, though? Is it self-hatred? Like, do we want to say that? Do we want to be that rough with it? Self-hatred? Let's see. And she says, and it's contagious in our community. Felicia LaShawn says, my mom looked like she was in her 40s when you met her. Oh, yeah, my mom don't look old at all. We got some good genes. We got some good genes. You know what I'm going to do? I just thought about this. I'm going to do a show. Hey, Tanya, we got to clear this, right? I'm going to do a show because y'all got to see my, y'all watch this. Y'all, I met my grandbaby for the first time on Father's Day. I got to see her and talk to her and play with her a little bit. I'm going to have to see. Now that's probably going to be crazy. I'm going to have to see Tanya. I'm going to get to see if we can do a show. I'm going to bring my grandbaby to the studio. And I'm just going to sit here and do the show with grandbaby the whole time. I think I'm going to do that. When is Grandparents Day? I know we just had Father's Day. When is Grandparents Day? That'll be a good show. That's going to be a good show. When is Grandparents Day? Somebody look that up for me and tell me when Grandparents Day is. I think it either came or it passed already. I need to figure that out. Man. I need to know when that is. Somebody let me know when Grandparents Day is, so we can figure it out. I'm gonna be in here on Grandparents Day, and I'm gonna have the grandbaby in here. She gonna hang out with me for Grandparents Day. I think that'll work out. I think there might be something to that if I had a grandbaby in here for Grandparents Day. Be sitting here. She gonna host with me. She gonna be my co-host. I'm gonna give her the microphone, and hopefully she don't chew it. But I'm going to have her in here, Miss Jocelyn. Right, Miss Jocelyn. That's her name, Jocelyn. She's going to be sitting right here with me. And we're going to get her a high chair or something. So we can sit her right here next to me while we're doing the show. And we just going to do that. I think that's going to work out. I think I'll be the first one to have to host the show with the grandbaby the whole time. You know, I'm always trying something crazy. We're going to see if we can get that cleared with the parents. We're going to need to talk to the parents. Let me get a hold of my seed. Let me see if my seed's going to be down for that one. Let me see if he's going to be down for that one. He probably will. They begging for a babysitter, so he'll probably be down for that one. Y'all going to have to sit right here, though, because if she start crying, I'm going to need to hand her over this way. Be like, come on, go on over there. I think that's going to work out. We're going to see if we can get that worked out. Did anybody find out what grandparents they were? Ain't nobody helping me out with the Google. I need my Google Home app in the studio. Do it work on my phone? Hey, Google. Okay, Google. No, it don't work. See, it don't work on the phone. I was trying to talk to it. But I need to find out when Grandparents Day is. If we do a show, Grandparents Day is the first Sunday in September. What? Okay. First Sunday in September. I ain't going to do no show on Grandparents Day. But you know what? Maybe that Monday. That Monday show, September, whatever that first Sunday, that's first Monday in September. Whatever the Monday is following, either we do it that Monday, Tanya, or we do it that Friday. That Friday show or that Monday show. I think that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get Jocelyn. Jocelyn, little Jocelyn King, that's her name, you know, got to keep the name going. Little Jocelyn King going to be our co-host for that day. I might just let her do a whole segment. I think that's going to work. Oh, God. All right, y'all pray for me. Look, y'all, let's do this. Let's take a 30-second break so I can catch my breath, and I'm not drinking none of that water over there, though, but I'm thirsty. I'm real thirsty right now. I ain't got no wild chips. I ain't got nothing. Shout and a midget on his knees. Let me do this. I'm sharp. Real sharp. Anyway, 612. We got a call from the 612. Area code? Oh, we have not verified who that is. Okay, that's we don't know what that is. That's a note. Okay, caller from the 612 area code. Okay, we're not going. We don't know who that is. Caller, do you have the Holy Ghost? Because I'm curious to know. We skeptical. We're a little nervous. Did we try to talk to them and see what they didn't say nothing? Okay. So y'all don't think we ought to take the chance. You know me, I just feel like, you know, don't do it. Okay. My producer giving me, she sending some mean signals through this thing. She's typing real fast. Yeah. Okay. So we not gonna talk to the 612. Where is 612? Where is 612? 612. Okay, let me go to the messages because I'm not being able to, my vision is not on the name. Where is 612? I still don't know. But yeah, 612 is in Minnesota. You know what? Let's be adventurous. Get the button ready. We're going to get the button ready. 612 area code. Watch this. 612 area code. Let's see what's it. Area code calling from Minnesota. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your name, sir?
My name is David. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. How can we help you out?
Yes, sir. I noticed that the topic on your show page on Blog Talk, talking about what's wrong with the church today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of noticed, and I say this as someone, I was an atheist for most of my life, and I just became a Christian recently. And I kind of noticed how, especially Christians in America today, they're afraid of the world. Like, they need the world's approval. So, like, if something's controversial, like homosexuality, they're not afraid. They're, like, afraid to speak up for what the Bible actually says. So then they go along to pretend that it's okay to be gay, or you can be a gay and be a Christian and there's no problem. And it's amazing. It's like cowardice. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I know Christians who live in the Middle East who are like, they're willing to die for their faith, and they live in a situation where you get killed for that. And then we got Christians here that are just, they're afraid of people not liking them. And it's kind of crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've actually done a couple shows on the topic because it is something that unfortunately the church has been awfully silent on. And part of the reason, and I do really appreciate you calling, Dave, part of the reason is that the homosexuality has ran rampant in the church, especially in America, for so long. Because of the amount of influence they have now, that group has now, money-wise, nobody wants to fight that battle anymore. So a lot of churches do shy away from preaching against it, and it's hard to preach against something when you got a bunch of people sitting in your congregations, and in some cases leading your worship and your music departments.
Right, and in California now recently they're trying to pass laws to make it illegal for churches to preach against it, to where it could actually be a criminal offense.
I saw that. That is something that people are talking about. And again, I don't think it'll pass because thank God there's still freedom of speech and you don't get to tell me what to preach. Because where I am and where I preach, we believe in preaching the whole Bible, the good and the bad. we don't shy away from preaching the gospel here.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you for taking my call and taking the time to speak to me. Have a nice day.
All right, Dave, you be good, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
That's all right, man. Dave from Minnesota. Y'all hear that? Dave, sound like he's calling from the road, too. Sound like he's calling from the road, too. So, look here, y'all. That was good. That was good, man. I appreciate that. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. We're going to jump right into it. And let me say real quick, happy birthday, CTLO. Shout out to the bishop today. He turned 47. Felicia's husband. That's what that is. I'm like, who's talking about? Her husband turned 47 on today? Well, bless the Lord. Happy birthday to the man. That's wonderful. Praise Jesus and baby Jesus in swaddling clothes in the manger. Hallelujah. Anyway, y'all, we're going to be right back.
Y'all know I'm mad, right?
We're going to be right back in a few minutes. Let me give y'all some more of this one right here. Let me give y'all some of this. Be right back, y'all. TTLO. Peace. What happened?
A strong heart and a strong mind, lots of wisdom and you'll share it all. You're full of love, joy and peace, the characteristics that build a happy family. When you give your all. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I want to be I want to be
like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
I want to be like daddy. My daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
The strength that you possess, it amazes me. The discipline you show, it challenge me. You're full of hope. The characteristics that made you my hero. When you love for life. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank
the
Lord
for you and say that I want to be. You want to catch a live version of it? Let's go to the Edmonton. Look at the yellow page. Look at the yellow page for Father's Day. Look at the Father's Day page. Look at the yellow page. If you have a heart, it seems like you pay. And I do see that. Matter of fact, thank y'all so much because Ebenezer hit the 900 mark the other day as well. So thank y'all so much for that. So we appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. But yeah, man, check it out. Live. It was just amazing. So. But look, we're going to jump right into this article. We make it out of here on time, bro. Oh, look at God. There is a God somewhere. All right. Anyway, We're going to jump right into this. The article is this. It says this. What's wrong with the church today? What's wrong with the church today? I know people are probably tired of hearing that, and everybody always complaining about the church. But I'm just going to ask the question again. What's wrong with the church today? That's today's topic of conversation, and we're about to jump right into that. If you have not already, for those of you watching on Facebook or whatever, do me this favor too, y'all. Because some of y'all go back and watch on the replay, right? Some of y'all go back and watch on the replay. Do me this favor. Just put hashtag replay. Just put hashtag replay. Hashtag replay. Okay, I'm just reading these comments. Just put hashtag replay if you're watching the replay of this later, because right now I'm live. But for those of you who watch this later, hit put hashtag replay. That way it'll stick out for me when I go back to read through the comments. But yeah, what's wrong with the church today? The article says, what's wrong with the church today? Nothing. That hasn't been wrong every other day.
I'm tired of the church.
Oh,
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 dang.
That's a beautiful style.
Let's just jump right into it. The writer says this. There's a lot that's wrong with the church today. Over and over, he says, I see the complaints. He says, the church today is compromised. The modern church is about entertainment. The contemporary church is more about personalities than about Jesus. Today's preachers just say what people want to hear. Did you see the expensive sneakers on that pastor? Now, I don't disagree that there's a whole lot of mess going on, but one of the fastest ways to get you to stop listening is to complain about the church today. Why? He says, because it portrays a serious lack of understanding about church history. What's wrong with the church? There are no perfect churches ever. Let's pause for a moment. So let's look at this thing. This thing. Now, people have said this for a while, but I have to agree. Part of what's wrong with the church, seriously, part of what's wrong with the church is there is a lack of, I'll use this word, there's a lack of compassion for the world. And I like the conversation. And again, Dave from Minnesota, I had to start the article while you were already on. If I could have put you on a break or something, I probably, you know, but thank you for calling if you decide to listen again. Part of that is we can tell the truth and still show love and grace at the same time. Some of the problems with our church is we go real hard one way, and we don't leave room for grace. We don't leave room to invite people in. We want to condemn them before we ever love on them. Y'all, I want y'all to miss that. We lay condemnation at their feet before we ever love on them, and that's not the way Jesus designed the church. That was not the intent of the church. That was not the way Jesus had Peter build the church. That was not the way Paul instructed the church. None of those things are Christian. That is not the main vein of Christianity. So a lot of times when we do things, some of the things that are wrong in the church is sometimes it's our approach, right? It's easy, again, I say this all the time, it's easy to pick on the homosexuals because that's low-hanging fruit. But I also say this, if you're going to preach against homosexuality in your church, make sure you preach against fornication and adultery in your church. Don't just be that church that talks about the homosexuals and the gay folk. Don't be that church that the only thing you know how to beat up on is homosexuals and gay people, but then you let the adulterers and the fornicators and the child molesters run free. Ain't nobody preaching them in the hell. So because you ain't preaching against them, they keep doing whatever they want to do. I know this ain't going to be good, but I'm going to just say it anyway. There has to be a time when we start to recognize that first thing we ought to do is love on people. You know, it's just like when people join your congregation. The worst thing you can do is somebody joins your congregation on Sunday and the following week you have put them in a group. You put them in a ministry. They just came out of the world and you throw them into a ministry. You haven't gave them any counsel. You haven't gave them any Christian education. All you're doing is throwing them into a ministry because you need another warm body. That's the quickest way to cause problems in your church. The quickest way. That's good. One of the things I can say honestly is for me, being here at Ebenezer, I was here for a year, right? I was here for a year, so I saw everything, good, bad, and ugly. I knew what it was before I decided to go walk down the aisle, right? Well, not walk down the aisle, but come out the pulpit and sit on the front row. But I knew what it was. I knew what it was. So I knew what I was getting into. So I was already a part of the ministerial. I was working in the ministry. Now I'm just a part of the ministerial staff. So, but it's not like I came fresh out from outside saying, "Hey, I want to preach," and they handed me a Bible and say, "All right, you up next week." Because that's what we do to people. We put people in, and then now all of a sudden, watch this. Now all of a sudden, they're pressured to get it right the first time. When in fact, we have not trained them. We have not taught them. We have not given them any counsel. And then we send them out to do miracles. Come on now. Where y'all get that from? Let me continue. The writer says this. He says, "What's wrong with the church? There are no perfect churches, ever." He says, "Yes, the church today is compromised. Yes, it's shallow. And yes, it's legalistic, petty, and unforgiving, but no more than it's been in every era, including the over-idealized church of your childhood and of the first century. There has never been a perfect church." I don't care what church you go to. Look here, I don't care. Look, I have some amazing people that I follow in ministry. I have some amazing mentors that I follow in ministry, some guys that I've recommended and some guys that I've heard preach and teach and been around. And I love them and their ministries to the utmost, but they do not have perfect churches. Those of you who know me, that you guys know, I hold Dr. Gerald M. Dew in high esteem, but Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is not a perfect church. Y'all know I hold Dr. Julian Spencer in high esteem, but the main Baptist church in Aurora is not a perfect church. I love and I follow Pastor Reggie Royal all the time, but even Lifeline is not a perfect church. How the ever, comma, there is no perfect church. No church that I've ever been a part of is a perfect church. New Life Missionary Baptist Church, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, none of these churches, I can name all of them. Mars Hill, my brother, Pastor Cornelius Parks, First Bethel Church, First Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is not a perfect church. Second Baptist Church of LaGrange is not a perfect church. First Baptist Congregational is not a Baptist church. Harry Singleton say I'm outside. Is he for real? Pastor Harry Singleton say I'm outside. If you outside, ring the doorbell since you say you outside. And come on in. Hit the button. Nah, we're going to see how that goes. Not that doorbell ring. Anyway, God bless you, Pastor Singleton. Even Pastor Singleton, he's a hell of a preacher and pastor. But the Silver Cloud, I got it right, the Silver Cloud Baptist Church on the south side, it is not a perfect church. Right, that's right, that's right, that's right. If you find one, don't you go, because the minute you go, it's going to be messed up. My former pastor said the same thing. It does not exist. It does not exist. Now, just like you striving for perfection, that's what the church is doing. We're practicing it. We're just like doctors. Doctors are not perfect. They're practicing medicine, and we should be practitioners of Christianity. We should be practitioners of Christianity. There's some things we should be working hard at. We should be working hard at, like, let's see what he said. He said the church is shallow. We should be working hard at not being so shallow. We should be working hard at not being compromised. Some of us are compromising things in our churches because we want money. So we'll cut corners in certain places. We'll cut corners on worship. But we'll cut corners on who we have leading our worship, because who we have leading our worship brings people to the seats. They put butts in seats, so we'll compromise on that. Uh-oh. Watch this. We'll compromise on getting a pastor because we've been without one for so long. So the first thing that come in that can preach and sing, we say yes to. Let me move on to the next subject. The writer goes on and says this. He says, never a church without compromise. Never a church without shallow, toxic people, self-serving preachers, you name it. And these things have existed from the beginning. Pastor Harris singing to say silver cloud got a silver lining. Look here. Look here. I'm joking. I'm laughing. But let me say this about silver what cloud. I was going to say bullet. Silver cloud Baptist Church. I told y'all, I look here. I one thing I can say about Silver Cloud Baptist Church, I can say I preached to a packed house. Huh? It wasn't a seat in there. Now that I can say. Look here, I don't care. Look, I can preach anywhere. Anybody say, you ever talk to a, anybody say, hey, Doc, you ever pack, you ever preach to a packed house? I sure will. I tell them, Silver Cloud Baptist Church, for they, I believe it was their family and friends that over there, my good pastor, my bowling buddy, Pastor Harry Singleton over there. God bless you, sir. But again, we gotta learn how to not compromise stuff. And then I like this. He says, toxic people. Let me tell y'all something about toxic folk in the church. We would tend to believe based off all. Here is the difference between now and 25 years ago. Y'all want to know the difference between now and 25 years ago? I'm gonna give you one word: internet. Internet. That's the only difference between now, the church 25 years ago, and today, is internet. You say internet. Why do you say internet? Let me tell you why. Because of the internet, we find out all of these things the day that they happen or the next day. Or we find out about them because they pop up on somebody's timeline. But you don't think folks were stealing from the church 25 and 30 years ago? You don't think you had messy first ladies in the church 25 and 30 years ago? You don't think you had homosexuals leading choirs and being ministers of music and directors 25 and 30 years ago? You don't think you had, watch this, preachers sleeping with everybody in the church 25 and 30 years ago? You don't think you had scandal in the church 25 and 30 years ago? It was there. The issue was there was no internet to pass the word. There was no social media to get it out that much quicker. And media outlets, watch this, Channel 2, 5, and 7, and WGN and Fox and the Sun-Times and the Tribune and watch this, USA Today and the Chicago Defender, none of them were in your church services. I'm feeling good already. None of them were in your church services, so nobody could tell what happened in the church. You think that just because you just started seeing fights in church that they haven't already been occurring in church? Do you really believe that? All of the things that are happening in church have been happening in church. It just, thank you, Felicia. It just took some time for the rest of us to find out. That's what it did. It took some time for the word to spread. Because, see, stuff would happen down south, and it would take about a week or two, or almost a month before we knew about it up here in Chicago. But now, let a fight break out in, I don't care if it's a storefront or a mega church. Let a fight break out. Somebody got a phone, somebody going live, and it's going to be there. And why? And Damon's going to be talking about it on the next episode of TTL Radio. It's just that quick. There is nothing new under the sun when it comes to bad things happening in church. Self-serving preachers. That ain't new. That ain't new. Now they just have a larger platform. Come on now, this ain't new. So don't get it twisted saying, oh, the church done changed. And just, no, the church hasn't. No, it hasn't. The problem is you just have more of it. You have more of it now. Because now if I don't like my pastor and I'm a preacher and I don't like what's going on, I can pack up and I can go three blocks down. Watch this. If I don't like it here, I can go three blocks down. They got a storefront open right up here on 47th Street, and I can start Greater Ebenezer. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. Because I want to keep the name. So I go down there and I'm going to start Greater Ebenezer. Or watch this, First Ebenezer. Or second. You know what I'm saying? You can do all of that because you're mad, and then you create all these rogue churches. All right, Dr. Singleton. She says, the problem is the good thing and positive gets very little attention, and the people ain't Facebook Live and that info. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Let's keep going. We got a few minutes. Let's keep going. What's wrong with the church? Consider the imperfect first century church. This is what the writer says. He says, if the church had been perfect in the first century, we wouldn't have several of the New Testament books. Let me read that again. If the church had been perfect in the first century, we wouldn't have several of the New Testament books. The Galatians were leaving grace for old school legalism. The Ephesians very quickly lost their first love. The Laodiceans were lukewarm. And the Corinthians, oh my, where do I begin with them? Come on now. Yes, God used the faithful, imperfect, striving in need of radical forgiveness first century church to turn the world upside down, and it should give you hope. That is so true. Half the New Testament we would not even have if the church was perfect. And why did they give us that? That's because they knew, because we were men and women, we were going to repeat some of the same things, and the Bible gave us guidelines. Come on now. It gave us guidelines on what we should do when we see the same things creeping up in our church. Ain't nobody going to say, man, I'll preach to the pews. I know I'm right. Come on now. This is one of those things where it gave us this roadmap, because God knew we were going to, as we evolved, we were going to repeat some of the same things. That's what he said. He said we were going to repeat some of the same things that they repeated then. That's why it was a must that they give us. What could help us not get as off track as they did. Huh? Come on now. Work with me. It's one of those things where you turn and you forget all the things that people went through so that we could avoid them. And watch this. If we were Bible teaching, Bible reading, Bible following churches, we would avoid some of these same things. Come on now. Why do you think, y'all help me out. I believe it's in our, here we go again. I'm going to test something up. I believe it's in Revelation. I believe it's in the book of Revelation, and in the book of Revelation, he talks about you walked away from your first love. Come on now, and he's talking about the church. You walked away from you. You've turned away from your first love. That's what John was writing to the church, when he was talking to the church. He said you walked away from your first love. Even in the book of Acts, he talks about that. When he was talking to the church in Ephesus, he was talking about them walking away. The same thing, the message to the church in Smyrna, the message to the church in, help me, y'all, start with a P. I know I'm going to tell it up. It's somewhere in Greek, Paragnum, even that church, the church of Thyatira, the same thing. All of these things, they were having the same issues. The same issues. This ain't a new thing. But the writer says, watch this. He said, it does give us hope. Let me get to the last part of this. This is what the writer says. He says, what's wrong with the church? It's imperfect, but it's usable. Huh? Come on now. That'll preach by itself. What's wrong with the church? It's imperfect, but it is usable. Oh, that'll bless somebody in here. That's going to bless somebody in here today. It's imperfect, but it's usable. Huh? Oh, come on, bless the Lord with me. Come on, come on. This is what the writer says. He says, yes, the church has problems. It always has. And until we're in heaven, we always will. We should never dismiss or downplay our need for repentance, forgiveness, and holiness. But we need to stop thinking about the church today that, I'm sorry, we need to stop thinking that the church today is less capable of being used by God than it has ever been. I like that. I like that. I like that. That's good. Because watch this. You think the people today are any less worse or any better than the people were back in biblical days during the first century church? No. No. Even those who followed Christ. No. They weren't any better. They weren't any better than you are, and you're no worse than they are, than they were. But watch this. He says, God has always used imperfect people and imperfect churches because that's all there is to work with. Come on. Come on, somebody that will preach. God has always used imperfect people and imperfect churches because, watch this, that's all there is to work with, because that's what he created, and he's going to work with what he made. That's going to help somebody today. That's going to help somebody who believes they got to get it all right all the time. You ain't got to all, look, you strive to get it right. But no, none of us are ever going to be perfect. None of us were ever going to be perfect. But the goal is to constantly and continuously and consistently strive for perfection. If God was looking for perfect churches, we wouldn't have grace. I'm gonna let that sit and marinate for a hot minute. Y'all let that marinate for a hot minute. If there would be no need for grace, because if there's no grace, then if you ain't perfect, it's a wrap. There's a reason why he constantly extends grace. Come on now, let me see this. Now, who is this on the Ebenezer page? Type in comments. I don't know who this is, so I'm just going to read it. It says, if we would stop pointing to each other's sins and do the work we need to do, the church would be better off. Amen. Come on, Ebenezer, whoever that is, bless the Lord. Come on, that's good now, church. If we focused on fixing our stuff first, or at least, watch this, making our stuff usable. Come on now, come on, make it usable. Make it operational. It ain't got to be perfect. But it's got to be operational. Watch this. Let me help you. You get a flat tire. Right? And here's the thing. I have this one particular car, and I've had three of them now. Wait, 1, 2, 3. This makes number 4. Three of them. I like them because it's a muscle car. It's a four-door, but it's a muscle car, right? And the only problem is when you buy those types of cars, if you buy the standard one, it doesn't. You have to worry about that. But when you buy the muscle versions, the tires are more expensive, right? Because you're paying for racing tires. So they give you, you get the first set when you buy the car. But then when it's time to go get that bad boy replaced, and they tell you, oh, that's going to be, one tire going to cost you about, don't worry about $200 for one tire, $225, Here's the deal. If I'm stranded on the side of the road, the perfect solution would be that I had the same tire to put on my car to get me back home. That would be the perfect solution. Now, I can sit there, leave my car sitting there, go wait somewhere and find me the right tire to go back and get my car. Or I can get the spare tire, y'all don't hear me, and make my car usable. Oh, come on now, watch this. Make the car, God help me today. Make the car usable so that it's functional. And then I can work, watch this, on restoring it. Oh, help me. Come on. You preaching now, baby. If you can restore it, and then make it so that it's fully functional. See, sometimes y'all be trying to get too perfect. Some of y'all want to stay home and try to perfect it at home. God just wants you functional first. Come on now. He wants you usable first. He wants you operational first. Come on. Get to the church. It don't matter how you get there. Get there. It don't matter what you wear. Get there. It don't matter how you look. Get there. All that stuff can be adjusted once you get there. But don't sit somewhere on the side of the road waiting on the perfect preacher, the perfect pastor, or the perfect church, or the perfect tire to fix your stuff, and you sitting out there stranded and folk driving past you. My God, I'm going to help somebody here today. Oh, I felt that real good. Yeah. Come on now. I mean, my God, what are we waiting for? Anita says, use what the Lord gave you to do what you can. Let him perfect you. Yeah, that's right. Look here. Let the Lord get you back home first. And then you call and get you a new title. Come on, somebody. Let him get you home first. Jesus Christ. Woo, God, help me. That's all. Let's see. Yes, and just because something is old and not shiny and new doesn't mean it's not usable. Come on now. Come on now. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to help you out, Pat, with that one. I'm going to help you out with that one, Pat. I'm going to help you. Watch this. Jesus could have went and raised up, got 12 children who had not yet been corrupted and chosen them 12, but he would have had to extend his ministry for them to be used. What he did was he said, I'm going to find me 12 functional Negroes. Come on, y'all gonna help. I'm gonna get it together in 1 minute here. He said, I'm gonna find me 12 functioning Negroes. I know they ain't got it all together. One of them I know for a fact he crazy. One of them gonna watch this. One of them gonna turn me in and get me killed. Come on now. But they are going to be used. Watch this. Even in their messed up state, oh glory, I feel this thing now. Even in their messed up state, God can still use them. Woo! Come on. I feel it. When do I preach again? I need to find it. Woo! My God, that's a sermon right there. Huh? Ain't that a song? If you can use anybody, Lord, you can use me. Ain't that a song? Yeah, don't make me sing it, because y'all know that ain't gonna work out. Let me finish this article up. The writer says this. He says, where did it go? Thank you. He says, God has always used imperfect people, imperfect churches, because that's all there is to work with, which means he can use me and the church I serve and you and the church you serve. No, today's church is not what it should be. It's never been what it should be. Oh, my God. That'll help somebody's church right there. That's going to help somebody right there. Let me read that again. No, today's church is not what it should be, but it's never been what it should be. That's just a true statement. The church has never been what it should be. Has the church been trying? Absolutely. But it's never been what it should be. There isn't a church today that exists without a spot or a wrinkle. I know the Bible says he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, but if you read your Bible and you know what the context is, he ain't talking about this building. He ain't coming back for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. He ain't coming back for that. He's coming back for the members. This church. This is what should have no spots and no wrinkles. This church, not the building. I know we believe our buildings are this and that and all of that, but no. Come on now, that's right. Come on, Anita. She said he used a crooked lawyer, tax collector, prostitutes, traitors. Come on. He used every one of them for his glory. Huh? Y'all better act like y'all know something about this. Come on. The writer closes the article. I like this. He says, that may be one of the reasons Jesus told us, I will build my church. Come on now. Because he knew we would always be a work in progress. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's real rich. Oh, that's real rich, y'all. He knew we would always be a work in progress. Come on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't you just want to, come on, don't you just want to make yourself usable? Come on, don't you just want to make yourself work, watch this, make yourself usable for God. That means some stuff you just got to get away from, some people, some folk, oh, help me, Jesus, some folk you got to get away from. Some stuff just needs to be ended, right, so that you can become usable. Come on, this is good. Y'all need to read this article, man. What's wrong with the church today? Nothing that hasn't been wrong every other day. This is good, man. God bless this writer. Who wrote this thing? This is, who's the writer? Where'd it go? Carl Vaders. Yeah, Carl Vaders. My God. He's been pastoring for over 20 years in California. My. He's the founder of newsmallchurch.com. It's a blog that encourages and connects and equips innovative small church pastors. Oh, my God. That's good. This thing done blessed me. I don't know about y'all, but this thing blessed me. Woo! Let's see. The men Jesus used learned to listen to him, do what he said, and not focus on each other's mess. If they had, Jesus may have spent this time correcting them and not saving others. Oh, that's good. Please be patient with me. Ha! God is not through with me yet. That's a good point, though. If Jesus would have spent all of it, think about it like this. Think about if Jesus had to do what your pastor had to do. Because you know. All the disciples, all the apostles didn't get along. You do know that, right? You do know that I'm sure at some point somebody got on somebody's nerves. Y'all do know that, right? At some point somebody got on somebody's nerves. You ain't put 12 dudes together from 12 different areas and put them together. Watch this. We all together, we traveling. I don't know you from this one. You know, most of them didn't know each other. A couple of them was related, but most of them didn't know each other. And now we go from seeing each other on the fishing deck on the dock or at down building tents or at the tax collector's table. We go from doing that to sleeping all in the same room and hanging out and eating together and breaking bread. Now you know good doggone well. Somebody didn't get along with somebody. But yet they were usable. Oh, that's good. That's a sermon title right there. Are you usable? Somebody write that down. What time is it? 8:32. What time are we in the broadcast? I can come back and find this. We are 20. We okay? Yeah, that's where we are. We got 27 minutes left. So that's okay. I know where we at. 27. Yeah. Ooh, Lord, are you usable? That's a good title. Are you usable? My God, that thing. Somebody else preach, are you usable? Just say, are you usable, and I'm going to break out running in the shout. I'm going to break out running in a full sprint. Amen. Look, y'all, we finna get ready to get out of here, man. It's been a great show. Look, I almost finished at the 90-minute mark. We didn't have to go 2 hours. Huh? Oh, my God. Look, it's been absolutely, absolutely wonderful, man. I've enjoyed this thing. I'm looking forward to our next show. It's just been a great, great, great time. Look, if you missed it, go to on July the 7th, they're going to replay Heart and Soul on ABC 7 in here in Chicago, or you can probably go online. Let me check the website real quick and see if they uploaded it, because it was not there when I looked for it last night, but I am going to check it right quick for y'all. ABC 7 specials, it's Heart and Soul. No, it is not up there yet. Yeah, they have not uploaded it yet on the website. But yeah, it will be up there at some point. But they are replaying it on July the 7th. You can check it out, man. They did a wonderful job, and the church looked amazing. Man, look here, the church looked amazing. Big shout out to those who helped get that thing going. Sister Pat, Sister Nancy, and Brother Stanley for being here. And navigating them through that. Charlotte Jose looked good standing in our church sanctuary. They really did. It was amazing. So just proud to do that. Look, y'all, let's pray. Father God, Lord, first we come to say thank you. Lord God, we just thank you for being who you are, God, and being the head of our lives. Lord God, we just honor you on today. Lord God, we thank you for choosing to use us, even in our imperfections, God, even in our shortcomings, you still choose to use us. And for that, we say thank you, God. We thank you, God, for not giving up on us, even though sometimes we feel like we want to give up on ourselves. And even, Lord, when we've given up on you, you have not given up on us. And for that, we say thank you. Now, God, we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence, God. We ask for traveling mercy and grace, God. We ask that you would bless every household that's listening to this broadcast, God, every listener on the iHeartRadio broadcast, God, every listener on the Blog Talk broadcast, every listener who's going to be on Spotify, every listener that's going to be on iTunes, every listener and watcher that's on Facebook right now, God, even those right now who may be watching the replay, come through now, even those may be watching the replay, somebody watching or listening right now doesn't think they're good enough, my God, somebody doesn't think that they're good enough, somebody thinks that they got to get it all together before they come to you, but my God, you can use anybody, because if you can use me, you can use anybody. So that right there is a testimony and a blessing and a miracle in itself. So God, we said thank you on today. We bless your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, y'all, look, I got to go. It's been a wonderful time. Huh? Y'all had a good time? I did too. It's been good. Look, man, y'all stay blessed, man. Look, I will see y'all. And y'all, look here, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait till we run. Look, until we meet again. Until we meet again, it's going to be a good time. But in the meantime, y'all know what y'all got to do. Where's the stuff at? Boy, it's way over there. Hold on, somebody. I got to get my sign. I forgot to move it. But anyway, until... Had to stretch out. Ooh, that's a good song, stretch out. But until we meet again, y'all stay blessed, man. And if you got to drive through this special, special city we call Chicago, y'all know what to do. Keep your head on the swivel. With your hands lifted up,